Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do every Monday and Friday. This is The Positive Truth, bringing you that uplifting and positive news. Stop the hate, stop the fear, bring the positivity, bring the communities together. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Just came back home from my last doctor's appointment. The baby will be here any time now, any day. So I'm just basically on standby, running around, walking back and forth, pacing through my house, through Savas. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I have nothing that serious going on. By the time this comes out on Monday, Tim's probably going to be a dad. So congratulations, Tim.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm beyond ready and excited.
I guess you are technically already are a dad. It's gonna be outside.
Oh, things are gonna get real.
It's not gonna be about you anymore, Tim.
Oh man. So before we got on air, I was telling JP how I've just been tripping. I've been walking around the house, sleeping, just doing random things I don't normally do. And my wife, Edna, keeps asking, like, what's going on? Are you okay? And I told her, babe, I really don't know what's going on, but I know once she gets here, it's not about me anymore. So till then, I'm just going to do what I want. So for this last, 3 days, I've been going a little ham, just sleeping. I've been cleaning a little bit, too, trying to get everything prepared, but I really haven't been doing very much. I'm just like, man, let me be as lazy as I possibly can, because once she gets here, it's all about her, all about her. And then on top of that, I know I'm going to have to take care of the wife too. So I'm just like, let's get ready. In the words of JP, I'm stretching before the game.
I like how your definition of going ham is like, yeah, I'm just sleeping.
Yeah, that's really how I see it too.
Nothing better than that. Nothing better. It's funny how, when you're a kid, you dislike sleep, and the older you get, the better it gets.
I had my nieces and nephews over the weekend, and man, I was like, yo, if I said it was nap time, if somebody would told me it was nap time right now, I'm definitely taking a nap. But then they fight it, they cry, I don't want to go to sleep, but of course they shut down as soon as they lay down. But man, if we had nap time for our jobs, I would be so much more productive.
You know there's whole countries to do that, right?
Yeah. I learned about it a little bit because of The Positive Truth, man. Looking up some stories. They take good 15-minute power naps, etc. I think Google does that, don't they? They have, cots and stuff over there.
Wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, this is The Positive Truth. Before we begin to our 15 positive news stories that we have this week, I want to tell everyone to share, and subscribe. Follow us on our social media feed, link below. And let's go. Tim, do you want me to start?
Absolutely.
I have no idea where to start, so I'm going to start with something small. A small gesture that goes a long way. An English teacher at Texas had a touching gesture before his students' advanced placement AP exams. Basically, what he did was, whenever they came in, he had peanut butter and jelly set up, and he made every kid that wanted food peanut butter and jelly. And, I mean, I just think it's cool and awesome. Not because I like peanut butter and jelly, because I don't like jelly or peanut butter, but because...
What?
Sorry, Tim. I'm sorry.
Man.
I mean, it's just... it shows he really cares about these kids succeeding, and I really liked it, and it has a cool photo, went around on Twitter. So yeah, Tim, it's not a video, but I got a cool picture for once.
I like cool pictures, man, and I love the story. I just don't like the fact that you don't like peanut butter and jelly, man. I survived off of that as a kid.
Man, I've tried to like peanut butter. I think I've tried peanut butter 5 times in the past 2 years because my life would be so much easier if I could eat peanut butter as a snack. And it's just disgusting, man. I don't know how else to describe it. It is one of the worst tasting things. I just don't like nuts in general, though. Like, I haven't met a nut I liked.
Man, yeah. We just have, like, completely different taste buds, man.
My palate is more evolved. At least that's what I tell people whenever they tell me I'm weird.
Mine's still stuck. When I was, like, 7 years old, I could eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all day.
It's actually a really interesting article. It came out last year by Tom Habistro. I think he works for Bleacher Report now, about NBA players. Almost every NBA team has a peanut butter and jelly station. And how, like, the fats, the sugars, the proteins, the carbs are, like, the perfect combination. And that's why so many athletes are addicted to peanut butter and jelly.
Huh. That makes sense.
And I still don't like it. But yeah, shout out to this teacher, doing a great job.
For sure, man, for sure. Well, I got something that you would like. It's a follow-up to Spider-Man. So,
can you tell the full story for everyone that didn't listen last time?
So if you didn't listen last time, we did a story over a man that was in Paris, basically. He's being hailed as Spider-Man because he basically climbed up the side of this building barefooted, only using his hands and his feet, no equipment whatsoever, to climb up this apartment building. I believe it was 4 stories to save this little kid that was hanging off. There's a cool video we shared to the Facebook page, so if you want to check that out, it's at the Positive Truth Podcast. Now, back to the follow-up. So this happened last week. You know, he's being hailed as a hero. He pulled a baby up. It's an amazing short video. But check this out. This 22-year-old man, he actually met with the president, Emmanuel Macron, on Monday. And basically, he's living in the country illegally. He's not a citizen of France. And basically, the president said, you know what? We are going to allow you to stay here for free. We're going to give you your citizenship, all because he saved this little kid's life. I thought it was super amazing, a super positive outcome for doing something so selfless.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. That's pretty crazy. Also, didn't you post a video of this? Or like,
yes,
in their video?
Yes, sir.
I saw
the
video. Pretty ridiculous, man. He was up really high.
He got up there quick, too. Like, watching him do it with no equipment, like, that's one of those things where it's like, all right, I'm just going to do this. You don't think about it at all. And you don't even, like, attempt to think about how dangerous it could be, because this was super dangerous. Yeah. Here, I'm going to share the video again on Facebook so you guys can check it out. Hopefully, it pops up on the top of your news feeds if you're following our page.
Facebook does that, where you can hold up, Tim. That's a thing? This time, you can tell I'm never on Facebook.
Yeah, man, if you I shared it again to the Facebook page, so you can definitely look at it at the Positive Truth Podcast. It should be one of the first things that pops up if you go to our page.
Nice. I meant it shows up on your timeline.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you definitely are addicted to, or not addicted to Twitter. You definitely get on Twitter way more than Facebook.
I just have a rule, never scroll down Facebook because there's nothing but negativity. But on the Positive Truth Podcast Facebook page, make sure to like.
There's nothing but positivity there, man.
Damn right. Speaking of a follow-up, you did a story a year ago of a man that was, during Memorial Day, he was cleaning off the graves of old veterans.
Yeah, I remember.
So he inspired another group, and a guy named Jordan Hogton says, like, he and his group cleaned a couple of thousands of headstones, World War I headstones, during Memorial Day. He says, and he has, what did he say? He says a lot of people just look at Memorial Day like a long weekend, but it's really about the sacrifices that families and people from those families have made. So he took a group out there and they cleaned off a whole cemetery. And I just think it's awesome.
Man, that is pretty dope. I'm glad that people still remember what Memorial Day is all about.
Damn right. What you got, Tim?
Oh, man, I have an 8-year-old boy who got caught in a random act of kindness. I thought this video was super amazing. So this little boy was in the car with his mom. His name is Maurice Adams Jr. And he saw this elderly woman crossing the road. I know it sounds like a joke, but he asked his mom to stop the car. He ran over to the woman, held her arm as she slowly took each stair. At the top of the stairs, she gave him a hug, and the two went on their way. The video was filmed by Riley Duncan, who basically told Channel 2 News that he saw the boy stop traffic. He hopped out of his car, helped the woman, and he thought it was a moment that deserved to be shared. The reason why we're talking about it here, obviously, it's amazing, but there's also a video that he took that I'm going to share to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast if you guys want to check this out. This little boy, again, he's 8 years old. This woman's in a walker walking, crossing the street. He gets out. He tells his mom to get out, helps her up the stairs, doesn't ask for any money or anything like that, gets a hug from her, and then goes back to his car. It's as simple as that. Such a small act of kindness that I think was beautiful, because these children don't even think about it. When they want to help, they just go out there and do it, and that's how it should be.
Damn right. And every little bit can make a huge, humongous difference.
Tú sabes.
Speaking of that, I got a six-year-old from Texas who started Project Freedom Ride, which is kind of a dog story, Tim.
Ah, interesting.
So in Texas, they have kill shelters where if the dog can't get adopted, you know, they kill the dog. And his name is Roman. He was like, I don't like that. So Roman McCone, he and his mom, they started Project Freedom Ride in 2016. And what they do is they post videos on their Instagram feed of dogs. And then they, like, they send them to the Pacific Northwest to, like, other families, since in Texas, like, they can't get adopted. They'll send them out to other states so they don't die. And then they post the pictures of the dogs on Project Freedom Ride on their Instagram. It's nothing but positivity in dogs, which is two things everyone needs in their life.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I just thought it was cool.
Yeah, man, that is for sure dope. I really, really like that story.
Yeah.
What else you got for us?
I think we should take a moment to talk about our sponsors. We're brought to you by Hubbly Bubbly OKC, Trifecta OKC. Best hookah lounge in the state is Hubbly Bubbly OKC. They also have wonderful art shows, wonderful performances, do a lot in the community, and incredible pizza, because the pizza is the best. Trifecta OKC has the best shisha in the state as well. They pretty much pay for our video episodes on Friday. We appreciate them for that. And also, they're just awesome places to be. And yeah, we also have t-shirts. I'm clearly a little tired today. I'm sorry to all the listeners. That's where all the roaming is going. But our t-shirts are black and gray. They are $20. We take all that money, we donate it to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Rain for Sexual Assault Prevention, and the Positive Tomorrows OKC. They help out homeless kids in Oklahoma City. They're black and gray, but you can get one for free if you get 10 followers to like our Facebook page, our Instagram, or our Twitter, and we'll send you a shirt for free. So yeah, and we'll still donate the money. So that's us trying to give back. We got a couple other cool things planned. Maybe a second annual thing planned if Tim gets it together. But Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Oh man, I am grateful for the fact that everything is going smooth with this pregnancy. I'm grateful for the fact that I have a home to bring my daughter to once she's born. And I think that's pretty awesome, man.
Understatement, Tim. Understatement. Also, have you told the listeners on air about your room?
Which one? The room that I was working on? Her room?
Yes.
Oh, man. That room, like, took everything I had to, like, put together, man. But it came out pretty good looking, man. I think she got a pretty nice room.
Did your sister, was she impressed with the room?
I actually didn't even walk in there with her. I think Edna did, though. I know Edna's family was all impressed. They were like, oh my gosh, that doesn't even look like this house anymore.
For all the listeners, the before pic is like, oh, normal room. The after pic is like, oh, Tim moved into a mansion. What happened?
No, man.
He's underselling how good of a job he did.
I appreciate that, man. That makes me feel good because, you know, I've never, like, did anything like that before in my life. But these DIY videos, man, they do wonders.
Yeah, so good job, Tim.
Word.
I'm grateful for good journalism, largely because this is going to sound weird, but there's nothing better than good journalism. Like a story that you read it and it just blows your mind. The latest one is a kind of silly example. It's the one that came out last Tuesday about, totally went mind blank. Wow. The NBA guy. I cannot believe I just forgot his name.
The NBA guy. He's a player?
No. He's the GM for the 76ers. Oh, Brian Colangelo.
Oh.
That story was just, I couldn't believe it whenever I was reading it. There's another, like, Reply All is a podcast. They do a podcast about the internet. They do really good stories. Good journalism is just incredible to me. You just learn something, explain well. They give you both sides of the argument. And, yeah, that's what I'm thankful for.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Oh, speaking of good journalism, that comes because of high education. And in U.S., the high school dropout rate has reached a new record low. And that's awesome, too.
Heck yeah, man. I love to hear that.
Speaking of that, Tim has a story about a high school kid. You want to share that one?
Oh, you're talking about the teen who woke up at 4 a.m. every day to go catch the bus?
Yes, that story.
Man. So he's from Alabama, right? And every day he would wake up that early to go catch a city bus because it took him about 90 minutes to reach a school on public transportation. And basically, he rode the city bus to go to his graduation. We actually talked about this story, I believe, last week sometime, or maybe 2 weeks ago. And basically, the driver snapped a pic of him because he thought it was amazing the fact that he made all this effort just to attend his graduation. Now, this picture went viral on Facebook, catching over 43,000 shares. So it got the attention of a radio host known as Ricky Smiley. If you don't know who he is, he's a pretty funny guy. I'm pretty sure you heard of him, JP, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay, cool. So basically, Ricky Smiley, he heard about it, and along with a few of his celebrity friends, I believe T.I. the rapper actually was a part of it as well, they decided to gift Corey with a brand new car in recognition of his dedication to school. Ricky Smiley, there's actually a short video I'll share to the Facebook page you guys can check out, but he was actually there to hand this kid his car. He was crying. It was amazing. It's a really, really cool little video that you guys should check out. It definitely made me tear up a little bit just to see, you know, people help out kids in the community that are trying so hard to get their education.
Tim, if you had to get up at 4:30 to get on a bus to go to school in high school, would you have graduated?
Negative. I definitely wouldn't have. So the fact that this kid did it was awesome. And you know what the coolest part about this whole entire story is?
What?
So along with the new car, they created a GoFundMe page for the teen, and it's raised over $19,000. Also, he received a full scholarship to Jacksonville University.
I was just about to make the joke that $19,000 might pay for a couple of weeks of college in America. That's mild sarcasm, but there you go. Doesn't need the money.
Exactly, man. Getting a full scholarship, and he has money to spend. He doesn't even have to work when he's in college, in all reality, as long as he budgets himself, which I'm sure he will, considering that he just got all these, like, wonderful gifts.
Oh, the kid sounds committed. It sounds like in 4 years we'll be talking about, oh.
Some more positive things he's done in the world to give back.
Damn right. Speaking of more positive things, Florida is close to Alabama. Kinda, not really. Just trying to make a segue.
Here in the United States, we got
in Florida, there's a saltwater brewery. They do IPAs, which, my personal opinion, IPAs are disgusting, but if you like them, shout out to you.
I've tried a couple, and yeah, they're not great, but they're an acquired taste for sure.
Well, the brewery, they want to help out with the pollution problem. So they've seen videos of six-pack cans, the little plastic wrappers getting wrapped around, like, turtles and birds. They're right. Like, not our brewery. So they teamed up with this startup called E6PR. I have no clue what that stands for. And what they did is they made new rings to surround all their beers. and they're biodegradable, and they can feed birds. So if they do get thrown in the ocean, which they said they're not promoting like littering, like they said, if they do get thrown in the ocean, they can be eaten, so they don't get around, they don't cover and make the habitat worse. They don't cover the fish, not the fish, the birds and the turtles, and make the habitat worse. There we go, JP.
That's dope, man. That is dope. That's actually a smart move on their part, for sure.
So yeah, shout out to Saltwater Bureau and E6PR for doing a great thing.
Absolutely. Go ahead and knock out another one, JP.
Okay. So you know we've been doing these drone stories, right?
Yes, sir. Drones are like freaking amazing here in 2018.
So apparently, humpback whales get caught up in debris sometimes. And they're really hard to, like, they send people out in the ocean to get them out of the debris, which seems dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
45-foot, 40-ton whale, probably not going to be the easiest thing to untangle. So what they've done is they've used these drones whenever they see this happening to scope out the what's happened, like where the whale is trapped, so they know where to go to just like quickly get the whale unentangled without harming both the whale and the people. And that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. That is pretty dope.
This is why we need to live by the beach. Because we didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, absolutely not, man. Man, I actually have a pretty cool story that happened at an Atlanta Braves game. So basically, a man stood in the rain to hold an umbrella over a junior ROTC cadet. And it was basically during a game on Memorial Day. The JRTC kid was standing up because they were playing tribute to prisoners of war or military personnel missing in action at this chair, which always stays empty. It's permanently empty. So during the third inning, he stood up to pay tribute, and a couple pictures were caught of this man like holding an umbrella while this kid is paying tribute. And I just thought it was really, really amazing. And the Atlanta Braves shared this to their Twitter and posted nothing but respect. That's all that they said. And to me, I just think it's a powerful picture because the man was actually interviewed and asked why he did it. And he said, they sacrificed so much for us, we can sacrifice for them too. And I just thought it was beautiful in all reality. So I'm going to go ahead and share these to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast if you guys want to check these photos out.
Absolutely. Tim always with the cool photos and videos. I saw this. I forgot to talk about it.
Yeah, it was a nice little short one, man, but I thought it was real amazing. And you know, I'm a visual guy, so that's all I look for. If it got some video, I'm for sure talking about it.
Well, have you ever seen, since you're a visual guy, have you ever seen those little handmade finger puppets?
Yeah, of course.
So apparently, there's a hospital, and they would like, they're a children's hospital, and sometimes kids are sick, they need something to cheer them up. So they would give them out, they would give them finger puppets, but they never had enough of them. So in September 2016, the hospital was facing a finger puppet shortage, even though the kids loved them.
Right.
It got 12,000 shares, right? And now they've gotten so many donations that they get 1,000 per month, and they have 75,000 finger puppets on hand. And they've been giving them out to kids, and the kids love them. All because of one share on Facebook. I know this is a long time ago story, but you know,
it's power. Cool. Yeah, absolutely, the power of social media, man. I think that's dope.
Also, I've never had a finger puppet. I actually didn't know they were a thing.
Yeah, man.
But
I feel like they've been around forever.
As long as we've had fingers, but
yeah,
it's pretty positive. There's a couple of cool photos in here, but there's not a cool video. But yeah, shout out to finger puppets.
Shout out to finger puppets. I have one more story left.
I got two, so I'll do a quick one. In Chile, Their Senate has approved of basically not allowing plastic bags at supermarkets anymore to encourage people to use reusable bags in the country to help with pollution.
Dope!
Pretty much. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that was dope. All right, well, I got my last story, man. It's actually about a Green Bay Packer running back named Aaron Jones. Basically, this photo went on viral on social media of him assisting a woman at an Appleton International Airport in Wisconsin. And basically, it was on Monday. He was photographed pushing this woman in a wheelchair through the airport. And he said the only reason why he helped is because he saw this random lady and nobody was pushing her. So he went over to help her, and that's all that he did. He said that his parents raised him right. He's like, that's all that it comes down to. Nobody was there to help, so I did what I could. And it's pretty dope. He wasn't doing it for any attention or anything like that. But there was a couple pictures taken of it, and people just thought it was amazing. So, of course, you know, I am going to talk about it because it's always awesome when celebrities are giving back, especially whenever they're not trying to do anything too major and doing it for publicity. They're just doing it for the right reasons.
I want everyone to know before the podcast started, Tim said, I have a positive news story about an NFL player that pushes an elderly woman in a wheelchair. And I was like, he pushes her over? So, yes, this is a much better outcome than I first suspected.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, that is awesome. I personally enjoy when celebrities do things that doesn't involve, you know, money. It's just typical things we all do. Shows not only that they're human, but we're all connected. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
My last positive news story is about Goya Foods. Basically, they donated 1 million pounds of food to post-hurricane efforts for Hurricane Maria. If you're wondering, Hurricane Maria was a long time ago. It's because it was. But let's just say there hasn't been a lot of help to Puerto Rico. So this food organization donated 1 million pounds of food to help out there, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, man. Goya is definitely a food product. It's a Hispanic food product. I know a lot of Puerto Ricans use those seasonings and all that good stuff because my mom did. I think that's amazing, the fact that they donated it to Puerto Rico. And it's so wild that Hurricane Maria was so long ago, and the fact that people, like, there's so many, like, theories and stuff why the United States is helping Puerto Rico, but it's wonderful to see that these companies and celebrities and people that can afford to help are going out there and doing what they can to help. Even if you can't afford to help, I've seen people, like, that are going there on vacation and they're spending their whole entire vacation trying to help out what they can help out with out there. So shout out to everybody, including Goya, that's helping out Puerto Rico because they absolutely need it.
Yeah, good job, Tim.
Tú sabes, tú sabes.
I feel like you pronounced it 10 times better than I did.
You know, Puerto Rican Emmy's coming out a little bit.
But yeah, that's the positive news stories for the week. We'll be back on Friday with some more positive news stories and an awesome topic. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, sir. No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. Robin Williams.
Damn right. Completely agree with that one. We'll be back on Friday. We're out.
Stay positive.